Book 5, White Water. Written by Glenn McDougall. It was a beautiful day on the slow, wide, peaceful river. Brightly colored insects buzzed around in the warm sun. The boys had spent the morning with Ethan and Matt, two experienced guides from the Whitewater Rafting Company, learning how to steer a raft. Some of the boys couldn't seem to stay in the rafts and kept falling out. Zach, who was in Matt's raft, fell out the most. Jay had been rafting a few times before, and he loved it. He had persuaded Alex, Ben, and Tom to come on the long weekend adventure.
"It's the most exciting thing you'll ever do," he promised them.
Because he had some experience, Jay was number two in the raft.
"If I fall out or get eaten by a mountain lion, you're the captain of this little ship, Jay, okay?"
said Ethan, their guide.
"Just make sure you don't," said Jay.
Ethan was explaining what they'd be doing over the 3 days of the long weekend.
"We'll go through some smaller rapids to learn how to manage them. Then we'll camp at the start of the Green River Gorge. It's beautiful there,"
he said.
"Tomorrow we'll head into the gorge. The river gets narrow and it runs really fast there. The rapids are also bigger, and it's a lot more exciting."
He saw the worried look on the boys' faces.
"Don't worry. By the time we get to the big ones, you'll have had a lot of practice. We'll camp again at the place we call Camp 2, where the big forest in Mount Bedford National Park starts. On the last day, there are no more rapids, and we can paddle all the way into Parkdale."
"Can you tell us more about the, big rapids?"
asked Ben.
"The thing about rapids is that you can't see them until you're right above them. Once you can see them, you're already in them,"
said Ethan.
"So that's why you need a guide, right?"
said Tom.
"Otherwise, you wouldn't know if the rapid is safe to go down, or how to go down it."
"Exactly, Tom. Further downstream, there's one place, a waterfall, where a mistake could drown everyone on the raft. We'll talk about that later. Speaking of rapids, boys, you're about to get your first taste of one. Concentrate and listen."
The raft went faster as it moved into the rapid. The boys could see white water curling and splashing around the rocks downstream. The raft started to bounce and slide. They felt rocks bump against it. Water splashed into the raft. A huge rock appeared in front of them like a giant mushroom.
"Left back! Right forward!"
shouted Ethan. They turned the raft quickly.
"All forward!"
Ethan shouted as they shot past the left side of the rock safely. The boys all breathed a big sigh of relief to have made it. A few hours later, they set up camp on the wide bank where the river made a big right-hand turn.
"That's where we'll be going tomorrow,"
said Ethan. The boys looked downriver to where Ethan was pointing. The river flowed into a narrow space between two high cliffs. The cliffs looked beautiful as they glowed in the setting sun.
"We call that space the Golden Gate,"
said Ethan.
"It's the entrance to the Green River Gorge. Once you're in the gorge, there's no way out until you reach the big forest at the other end. That's where we'll camp on the second night."